The Gospel for Saturday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time is Matthew 13:24-30. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them out?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then, at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat in my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, remember the context of the Gospel of Matthew. This whole chapter 13 is dedicated to parables that depict the difference between receiving God, the Word, and not receiving it. And the consequences are dramatic: salvation or perdition. The weed is darnel. It's a poisonous plant that grows with the wheat, and the roots become enmeshed together. So indeed, if you try to pull the darnel, the wheat will also be uprooted. And this is the condition of the world today. We live in an environment filled with poisonous weeds, and the roots are right mixed with the wheat. And this is very dangerous for us. We live in this world, but we belong to God, and He's overseeing everything, and we need to trust. Sometimes we would like to live in a perfect world where there is no weeds, no dangers, but the reality is that the enemy has planted those weeds, and we have to learn to live in this condition. In fact, we can even thrive in this condition if we learn to be warriors for the Lord. And adversities then will even strengthen us. So what we must do is persevere, being wheat, not to be taken up in the poison of the world. If we look at today's first reading from Jeremiah chapter 7, it tells us, "Stand at the gate of the house of the Lord, and there proclaim this message." This is what Jeremiah is called to do, and also we are to do as prophets of our time. He says, "Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, reform your ways and your deeds, so that I may remain with you in this place. Put not your trust in deceitful words. This is the temple of the Lord, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Only if you thoroughly reform your ways and your deeds." And then he goes on to say all the sin that was being committed by the people of God. So what were they doing? They were living a life that was worldly, that was away from God, and they thought that by coming to the temple and saying, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, everything will be excused. That's the way a lot of people treat God's mercy in this year of mercy, thinking that we can continue to be as we are and simply say, this is the year of mercy, the year of mercy. I belong to God and everything will be fine. But no, everything will not be fine unless we allow God to really convict us of our sin and we repent and we turn to Him and we change our ways. I want to now direct you to words that we have received in our community in Love Crucified back in the year 2012. Jesus brought this vision to see Him again bound with rope. And as I unbound Him, He now revealed that rope to me again, but this time with knots in it. He explained to me again that He wants us to receive the knots of many souls and as one with Mary to suffer with Him in order to unbound many souls and set them free. And this is the chain of love. And so as we experience the suffering of the darnel, the poisonous weed, trying to tangle us with its roots, we need to be warriors to suffer those knots and actually allow God through us to help others to be unbound from that condition. Further, Jesus told us, the harvest is ready to be harvested. The wheat will be separated from the weeds, but the wheat that has grown interwoven with the weeds will be cast out to burn in the fire of God's justice. Your life no longer belongs to you. It has become an oblation pleasing to the Father to free many souls from the entanglement with sin. Your life has become a living sacrifice with me to set many free while there's still time. Live who you are as my sacrifice of living hope, living love. This is our mission. Live who we are as the Lord's sacrifice of living love. And He's telling us, this is powerful. This is meaningful. Never despair of the condition of the world. Whatever we see that is terrible and pernicious is going to be uprooted and burned. But if we persevere, we can do so much good and help so many not to be entangled. In the same year, 2012, the Lord also gave us in the community this word. The weeds will be destroyed in the fire, but the wheat will be grounded by my piercings and enter the furnace of my sacred heart to bear great fruit for my church. Be steadfast as mothers and missionaries of the cross, suffering all with me in my sacrifice of love, and you will witness the power of love. Do not grow weary in living all that I have taught you, my little mustard seed. Believe in me and my promises to you. You will grow in great power and strength, but not in the ways of the world, but in the ways of God. Be prepared for great trials. Persevere in love. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Very consoling words. Notice that Some people think that being positive means to believe that the future is rosy, wonderful, easy, no problems. No, that's not true. To be positive is to be honest and realistic and understand the trials that are coming and that are here indeed, but to know that God is with us, that if we persevere in love, we should not be afraid. God is with us, and our lives are filled with value, with purpose, with love. It's truly a wonderful life to be lived for God, even if we are to be warriors to enter into battle. It is a great joy to be able to stand and fight the good fight with the Lord. And so in this parable of the wheat and the weeds, we are not just passive observers. The wheat needs to be open to the grace of God to keep its identity and to be able to encourage others not to be bound. Darnel, the bad weeds, are only good for one thing, for fuel, to be burned at the end. The wheat, remember, will be ground up, and that's really painful to be ground. But as we are ground, we are going to be entered into the barn, which is truly the heart of Jesus, and become one with Him forever. May the Lord bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.